The Gemara talked about this idea that when it comes to dinei nefashos, if someone's melamed chayve, it could be melamed tzchus. But if someone's melamed tzchus, einei chayzer u'melamed chayve. So we had Rab's big caveat. Rab said that's only true b'shas masu matan. It's not true b'shas. The Gemara then a whole shak levataria. Yeah, Rab, no Rab, a whole bunch of kashas on Rab. But that was really a good chunk of the avodin today's daf on daf lamed dalad amar aleph. The chida in the sefer Maris Ha'ayin on Masech the Shabbos daf pei tes amid breiz brings a dover nifla from the Rechaim HaKadosh on that Gemara, and it's not just a Gemara, but it's a Gemara that we've learned together as a Chabura so many times over the years, and it's hard to believe, but the Ein Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush, it's mamish a bechin of the Gemara that we learned in today's daf, Ukefatish Yefutz HaSela, where it's Achas Diber Alikim Shtayim Zu Shamati, that you can have one Gemara that leads itself to so much rain and so much Torah, it just goes on, and I mean, everything is like that, but here we see it and feel it, but it's really the gift that keeps on giving, and that is as follows. The Gemara says, we're not going to go through the Arichas of the Gemara because we've done it together so many times, but the Gemara describes on Daf Peites on the days that La'asa Lavoi, it's going to be the end of days, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to want to bring the Geula, but before he's going to bring the Geula, he's going to go to the Avos HaKadoshim and he's going to tell them, do you think that the right thing to do is to bring the Geula or not? So it says, L'asadlava yoyim alei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to go first to Avram. And he's going to say, Banecha Chatuli. You know, your children, they sinned to me. I'm a lefanov. Avram Avinu is going to say, Ribbono Mishalayim, if they sinned, you macha HaKadosh Shemecha. Okay, do what you got to do. Meaning, if they sin, then fine. Amar is going to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emelei LeYakov. You know, I was hoping that Avram Avinu was going to come out with a better outcome. Obviously, it didn't work out. Let me go to Yaakov. Yaakov had Tzar Gidol Banim, right? He raised this nation. He's probably going to have a little bit of a different feeling. So he's going to go to Yaakov Avinu, says the Gemara, and he's going to say, Banecha Chatu. Amar Yaakov Avinu is going to say, Nu, Rebbeinu Shalom, if they sin, Yimach HaKadosh Shemech. Amar Kadosh Baruch is going to say, Loi Besabi, time of Loi Bedayat Ki Yitzchak. Let me go to Yitzchak. Let me see what Yitzchak has to say. And the Gemara describes how he's going to go to Yitzchak. He's going to say, Banecha Chatu. And he's going to say, one second, let's slow down over here. He's going to say, Rebbeinu Shalom, first of all, Banai. As if they're my sons and not your sons. Then you were so proud of them. You said, "Bnei b'chayri Yisrael." Oh, now that they sinned, they became my sons. So one thing, right? Let's get out of the way. They're our sons. And he said, besides, kamush loisav shaladim, 70 years. Right, the first 20 years you don't get punished anyways. All you have is 25 years. Out of the 25 years, at night you can't do any averes. And not just that, all the time that a person spends davening and eating and in the Beis Hakisei, how much time is it? And then he ends with the immortal words. Yitzchak tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll make a deal with you. Right, Mamash, the ultimate deal maker. He says, I'll tell you what, Palgo, Layu, Palgi, Aloch, I take half, you take half, let's call it even, and let's make this whole thing go away. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to Yitzchak, and Klai Yisrael is going to praise Yitzchak. They're going to say, Ata Hashem Avinu Goy Aleinu Mayoylem Shemecha, Mamash Dvarim Niflon. That is the Gemara Masech the Shabbos that paid test on the days. And every time you learn this Gemara, it bothers you again. Avram Avinu. Well, let's start with Avram. Avram Avinu, as the Chmidas HaChesed. Avram Avinu so badly wanted to have a Klai Yisrael. He tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave me everything. I have nothing. Because Uben da Mesek Eliezer Yerushai. See, Chab Garnish. And Avram Avinu is given the opportunity right now. What does he say? It has no pshat. So the Chida brings, he says, Shamati B'Shem Moira Goyla. He says, Rabba HaRav HaMuflech HaSidah Kedish Rab Chaim Ben Atar Zechrenu Lebrach Lecha Yoyla Mabah. Dohoye Mefayrish Maimer Zeba Oifin Shenavar. That he used to explain the Gemara as follows. And by the way, if you want to find this Arachayim HaKadosh inside, it's printed in the Arachayim Sefer, not Arachayim Alatayra, but Chavetz Chaim wrote many other Sfarim as well, unbeknownst to many. And one of those Sfarim is called Chefetz Hashem, and it's right here on this Gemara, Masech the Shabbos, that paid test on the days. But either way, it's said Arachayim HaKadosh, I think the Cheshbon is as follows. Avram Avinu understood that he was going to be one of three members of a Beis Din that was going to have to decide and paskin whether or not Klai Yisrael should be Yotza Zakai Bedin, or whether they should be Yotza Chayv Bedin. And the other two members were going to be Yitzchak and Yaakov. Avram Avinu understood this. So Avram Avinu made a cheshbon like this. He said, Yitzchak, I know my son, he's Midas Adin. That's his Avoida, his Gvura. That's his Sfira that he's the Merkava for. I know the Avoida of Yitzchak. That's Midas Adin. He's for sure going to say Chayv. I know he's going to say Chayv. He said, Yaakov, my Enochel, yeah, I'm not sure. Yaakov's Teferes, he's a combination of Chesed and Din. I'm not 100% sure. Meaning, I want to say Zakai all day long, says Avram Avinu. But I have to anticipate what's going to happen. I know Yitzchak's for sure going to say Chayev. And Yaakov, I'm not sure. since Eitza was like this. His Eitza was, I'm going to say Chayiv right now. I'm going to say Chayiv, and I'm going to see how it plays out. Yitzchak's going to say Chayiv. That's what I'm assuming. And then Yaakov, if he says Chayiv too, it'll be perfect. You know why it's going to be perfect? Because we're dealing with Dinei Nefashos over here, right? And we know the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Zayin that a beznin shekulam ro l'chayvad alach is yizaka. So I'll say Chayiv, and like this, if it ends up that Yitzchak, which I know is going to say Chayiv, and Yaakov also says Chayiv, so come out, we all said Chayiv, and if we all said Chayiv, he's going to be Zakai. Now, what's going to happen if Yaakov says Zakai? He says, no problem, I'll switch my vote. Because Hamalamit Choyva is Yochel Lachzor Lalamit Chos. It's a Mefurish HaMishnah. But Avraham Avinu said, if I say Zakai, then what happens when Yitzchak says Chayiv and Yaakov says Chayiv? Then it's going to be 2-1 Chayiv. And I'm not going to be able to switch my vote from Zakai to Chayiv because Hamalamit Chos ain't a Yochel Lachzor Lalamit Choyva. So he says, you want to know why Avraham Avinu said Chayiv? The reason he said Chayiv was because he was hedging his bet. He was going and he was playing out all the scenarios. He knew if he says Chayiv, he always can make it work. Because if Yitzchak and Yaakov both say Chayiv, everybody says Chayiv, it's going to be Zakai. And if Yaakov ends up saying Zakai, so that's fine. He'll just switch to a Zakai. And it's going to be, because you can switch from a Chayiv to a Zakai. But once you say Zakai, you can't switch to a Chayiv. And at that point, if it's going to, Yaakov's going to end up saying Chayiv, he's going to be stuck. And like this, it's not going to work. And this is the Dover Nifla that the Chidah brings B'Shem to Arachayim HaKadosh after he says all the Shiris V'Sitzbach is about the grace guide of who the Arachayim HaKadosh was. This is this Pshat that he brings from the Arachayim HaKadosh. But the truth is, as the Chidah speaks out, really, it's a very, very big chiddush. It's divrei pi chacham chein on the highest level, but it's lamdasha divrei pi chacham chein. You have to really be holding in the sugyas. But at the same time, it's a very big chiddush, and it's a big chiddush for two reasons. The first, the chidah doesn't say, but really, it's based on a michas chinuch. Michas chinuch clears a shayla. This halacha that someone that's melamed zchus can't be chayzer umelamed chayva, but someone that's melamed chayva could be chayzer umelamed zchus. Clears a michas chinuch. What would be if you had a situation where all the Dayanim said Chayiv, everyone said Chayiv, and you now want to go and you want to switch to Schos, would you be allowed to switch to Schos? Now, Malamid Chayiv, the Mishnah says, is always Chayiv Malamid. Malamid Chayiv is Chayiv Malamid Schos. So if you went from Chayiv to Schos, based on that, this is something you should be allowed to do. But there's Mokhim to say that maybe you wouldn't be allowed to. Because this, that a Malamid Chayiv could be Malamid Schos, that's probably to be Mezakeh the guy. But if right now it's Kulam L'Chayiv, and if you're going to go from Chayiv to Schos, what's going to happen? You're going to end up having only a Rav of Chayiv, and now this person's going to end up being incriminated. So maybe it's something that you shouldn't be allowed to do. And what would be in the reverse case? What if somebody was Melamed Schos, and now he wants to switch. He wants to be Melamed Chayva. We don't allow you to be Melamed Chayva, right? But what would be if you're the only guy that was Melamed Schos? And now if you're going to go and you're going to be Melamed Chayva, now it's going to be cool on the Chayva, now you're going to be Zayin. This is classic Minchas Chinuch. I mean, it doesn't get more Minchas Chinuch than this, right? So it closes the Minchas Chinuch, and it's in Mitzvah Ayin Ches, if you want to see it towards the end. He says, over there, would you be able to be Chayva? He says, Sorachin. He says, I'm not sure. This Arachayim is taking sides. This Arachayim is naming on one side of the Minchas Chinuch. Because what's Arachayim HaKadosh saying? That Avraham Avinu, if he would say Schos, and then Yitzchak and Yaakov would both say Chayiv, there'd be a problem. He wouldn't be able to change. Not so Pashi wouldn't be able to change. Because in this case, changing from Zakai to Chayiv makes it Kulam Chayiv, and then it's going to be Zakai. It's Mamish to Minchas Chinuch's Chakira. So Lechur, from this Arachayim HaKadosh, you see one side of the Minchas Chinuch. That's the first R. The second R, the Chidah already asked. And that is a Dayan allowed to do this? Is a Dayan allowed to play this game? Zokta Chidah, I can't believe the Arachayim meant this. He said, there's no way. His Lashon is as follows. V'adayin tzrichin anu l'moidoi, d'nimtza chas v'sholem herimu b'divrei, v'ein adayin rashoi lasis ken kidu. When you're a dayin, you have to issue your psak. You can't start manipulating the psak and say, listen, I really think that he's Zaka. But if I say Zaka, it's going to be Rav Chayev. So let me say Chayev, like this will be cool on the Chayev. If it's cool on the Chayev, then you can't do that. He says, everybody knows that. He says, it's a double yodua that ain't adayin rashoi lasis ken right? And if that's the case, you can't do this. The emes is this Dover Yodua that the Chida says is really mefurish in the Arachaim HaKadosh. The Arachaim himself says it. He says it in Parshas Mishpatim, and he says it on the Pasuk Loisia Achri Rabban. It's a longer Arachaim. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but just to give you a feel, the Pasuk says Loisia Achri Rabban Lerois veLoisane Al Riv Lintois Achri Rabban Lahatois. Right? If this Pasuk sounds familiar, it's because we've mentioned it several times already in the Masechta. So the Arachaim starts like this: Rabbi Yisein was Al Hirbu Lidroish bePasuk Zeh. Chazal gave a lot of drushes on this pasuk. Av ein hamikra misyashiv lefi pshutai. But the mikra is not misyashiv lefni pshutai. Meaning all the pshat that Chazal gave is not the pshutai shal mikra. So what is the pshutai shal mikra? So it says the Arachaim HaKadosh. I'm going to tell you what the pshutai shal mikra is. What it means is, and he goes on to say by Richos, leisia achri rabim lerois, that if a person is looking at a shayla and he thinks that, yeah, I'll read it inside. Ha'echad be'giyah mishpah kozeh. Ve'yirah chacham echam me'ashoiftim. Right, there's nothing nicer than l'shoyne ha'azov shal Arachaim. Ve'yirah chacham echam me'ashoiftim shekol chaveru paschul l'chayva. So this chacham is there and he says that all his friends said chayv. Ve'hu chayshe b'daitek huzaka. He thinks he's zaka. So again, he's the last guy to open. He's number 23. Everybody said chayv. He thinks zakev. Yischakim loymar. He's going to say im loymar zakei. He nehu yetsay chayev. Ki yesham eda shayfetes veeda matzelas. Venimtsu dvarai oisem hepechdaiti. My psak is going to end up being fakir from what I think. Loch zeh ischakim veoymar chayev. Shebuzet ties farasim miskayemes. She yetsay zakev mitam poschu kulon luchayvo. Vegam eya mekayim amuser levaitol daiti lefnei dasam erubim shayimim chayev. Lo zeh bo hakosav etziva al zeh bidyuk. Is exactly what the pasuk is coming to address. Leval lasoisoi. The Omer and the Torah says lo yisia achri rabban lerois. Pirish. Kishetias soiver svara achas. Shaba oimrucho daitcho yetzei zeh hanidin chayev bedinoi. Uke goyim chikulam amr chayev ato chayshev zakai. Lo yitis chakim liyas achri rabban shayim chayev hu oimroi lerois. V'tayme ato. Don't go after the rabban to say chayev. Lo yisia achri rabban lerois. Don't go after the rabban to say chayev when you think it's zakai and that's what you're trying to accomplish. And then he explains the end of the pasuk for the reverse case. But the bottom line is before Shinar Chaim HaKadosh, that this is something that you're not allowed to do. So again, the pshat in the pasuk is mamish divrei pi chacham chayim. But as it relates to the halacha, there's two big chedushim in the Shinar Chaim HaKadosh. Number one, someone that says zakai can't go to chayiv, even if al yidei saying chayiv, what's going to end up happening is that this person is going to be zakai ledin. That's the mechas chinuch chakiri that he plied sar chino. He's not 100% sure. In this Shinar Chaim, you see one side. Additionally, that a dayan's allowed to not issue what he thinks, but he's allowed to play this game. Dar Chaim learned in the pshutay shal mikra v'leisiach rabban lerois. Ayin sham, it's kedai to see it inside. V'divrei pichachem chen. It's mamish beautiful. That's something that Dar Chaim said you're not allowed to do. The Yechidah says everyone knows you do it. You're not allowed to do this. By the way, Dar Chaim says the reason you can't do it is because ki amishpa leilekimu. Right? We know Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the hakdama to the masechta. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of all the dinim. You don't play these games. You're supposed to say what you're supposed to say, and you go from there. But I just want to end with what the Pardes Yosef in Parshas Yisroi refers to as a Dover Nechmad. And that is, so this week's Parshas, Parshas Shmois, right? And Parshas Vayera already. And we're moving along now in the Parshas that deal with the Golos of Mitzrayim. And we know Chazal say, Hava Nischak Moloi, Shloisha Hoya Ba'isa Eitzah, that when Parai went and he convened a tribunal, said there were three Dayanim that sat on his Bezdin. Bilam was one, Eiv was two, and Yisrael was three. And the Gemara says in Sotah Daf Yud Aleph, everyone knows this Chazal, Bilam sheya'atz nerak. Bilam that said, kill the Jews, he was killed. Eiv sheshasak nidam bi yisurim. He got Yisrael Eiv. And Yisrael shebarach, Yisrael didn't have anything to do with this. Zocha, he was zoicha sheban of yashvu belishkas hagazah. So the Pardes Yosef said that the emes is, if you think about it a little bit, that why is it that Eiv, who was shasak, got punished so harshly? Right, the Bali Musa even feel that Yisroi's punishment was worse than Bilam's punishment. Right? Everyone tries to understand this. But the point is that Eiv, that was Shasak, got punished so harshly, yet Yisroi, who was Barach, gets this incredible reward, right? He was Zoicha, Shabbat of Yashvu, Belishka, Sagazis. Seriously? What's the difference? They both wanted to have nothing to do with this. Eiv sat and just didn't say a word. Bilam ran for his life. Okay, it's the same thing. They both didn't cast the vote, right? Why is Eiv punished for being Shasak? Because why did you try to save the Jews? Okay, Yisroi, why did you run away? Why did you try to save the Jews? How is it possible that Yisroi and Eiv, who both seem to recuse themselves from this, end up with such differing types of punishments. It's a plea atzuma, right? This is the kasha that this Dover Nechmad is coming to address. So he says as follows, V'yeh Shloimar. Because we know that Chazal say that a Sanhedrin, where the entire Sanhedrin thinks chayev, the halacha is that it's zakai. So he says that on this Bezdin, right, there were three dayanim. There was Bilam, there was Iyav and Yisroel. And Chazal mentioned them in this order, probably because Bilam was the most chashiv. Iyav was number two, Yisroel was number three. If Bilam is the most chashiv, he's going to cast the first vote. That's a gemara. Iyav is going to cast the second vote. Yisroel is going to cast the third vote. Yisroel made a cheshbon like this. He said, I'm going to see how it plays itself out. He said, if Bilam goes and Bilam says chayiv, and then Iyav says chayiv, right, kill the Jews, I'm also going to say kill the Jews. Oh, all three of us say kill the Jews. Zakai. I mean, it's assuming Pari is following Mishpatei HaTorah, but there's some logic to it, right? So it's going to be Zakai, and like this, you're going to be off the hook. If, however, one is going to say Chayiv and the other one's going to say Zakai, so then perfect, I'm going to end up saying Zakai. So Mimonav Shach, I'm going to be able to save the day, right? This was his cheshman. So he knows he's last, and like this, everything is going to be okay. So they're sitting at this Din Torah, and all of a sudden, Bilam goes first, and Bilam is Yatz. Okay, no problem. Yisrael's waiting. He knows. He has it all figured out. He's got this all premeditated. It's perfect. Now it's Eve's turn. Eve doesn't say anything. Eve says, I want Yisrael to go next. He says, why do you want Yisrael to go next? Because he's anticipating what's going on. He says, no, it's a Seder of order. Eve, you're much more chashiv than me. You're supposed to go next. Eve is shasak. Why is Eve shasak? Because he chapped the whole situation. So for Kared, he wanted Yisroel to go, and Yisroel, whatever Yisroel is going to say, he's going to tip the scale in the other direction, it's going to be over. See, he said that Eve Shosak was trying to prevent this Eitzah, this patent of Yisroel. That's exactly why he was Shosak. So what did Yisroel do when he saw what was going on? He was Barak, he ran for his life. Then he answers another kasha with this, like real drush, but he answers another kasha. He says, if Yisroel was Barak, why did he join in the first place? Right, well, what happened over here? Havin is Chak Malak, he sits there already, and all of a sudden he runs. So why'd you come in the first place? The Torah says, he came in the first place, he had an Eitzah. He thought he was going to tip the scale, he was going to make it work. But the minute Eve was Shosak, he had no choice. It's like Eve's Shosak that forced the Yisrael Barach, and that's why he ran away. I saw that the Megadim Chadashim in an art, he brings this Pardes Yosef and he just adds one beautiful Aisafa. He says, what was Yisrael's reward? What was he Zaychato? He was Zaycha Shaban of Yashva Belishka Zagazis. Say, Kobi, this was Mida Keneged Mida. He says, Yisrael was sitting and he's Cheshbani. He's learning Gans Mesachta Sanhedrin. He's going through the Gemara Yud Zayin and he has all the Cheshbaitis of all these. He's Cheshbani the Mechas Chenochs, right? He's Mamish leaking in this Sugya. What's his Chos? Shaban of Yashva. I mean, that's Pasha, by the way. The obvious Mida Keneged Mida is he's on a Bez. I mean, that's what he's saying. He's part of a Bezdin and he's Cheshbani this in the right way and he wants the Bezdin to come out outside of Yisatayv. He was Barach. He didn't want to have anything to do with this Bezdin. So he was Zaycha Shaban of Yashva Belishka Sagazis, that one day his children would sit on this Sanhedrin, the real Bezdin. That was the Mida Keneged Mida of the reward of Yisroel. And this explains why Eve, for being Shasak, is Nidin B'Yisurim, whereas Yisroel, who ostensibly did the same exact thing, he gets such a Gevaldig Yischar.